Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Metcalf. The New Testament reading for today is from Acts 22, verse 30 through Acts 23, verse 11. But on the next day, desiring to know the real reason why he was being accused by the Jews, he unbound him and commanded the chief priests and all the council to meet. And he brought Paul down and set him before them. And looking intently at the council, Paul said, Brothers, I have lived my life before God in all good conscience up to this day. And the high priest Ananias commanded those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, God is going to strike you, you whitewashed wall. Are you sitting to judge me according to the law, and yet contrary to the law you order me to be struck? Those who stood by said, Would you revile God's high priest? And Paul said, I did not know, brothers, that he was the high priest. For it is written, You shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people. Now when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, Brothers, I am a Pharisee, a son of Pharisees. It is with respect to the hope and the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial. And when he had said this, a dissension arose between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, nor angel, nor spirit, but the Pharisees acknowledge them all. Then a great clamor arose, and some of the scribes of the Pharisees' party stood up and contended sharply, We find nothing wrong in this man. What if a spirit or an angel spoke to him? And when the dissension became violent, the tribune, afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him away from among them by force, and bring him to the barracks. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, Take courage, for as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also in Rome. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Well, grace to you and peace, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Paul, in our reading, is going through a very trying ordeal. And this is not going to be the end of it. He is not only on trial before this council. For the next number of chapters in the book of Acts, Paul is going to go from one place to another on trial for his faith, being threatened by others. Unbeknownst to him, he's going to have to deal with a shipwreck on his way to Rome. And yet through all of that, he has the promise of his Lord. Take courage. For as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also in Rome. See, what our Lord is giving to Paul here is an ending to the story. That he's on trial now, he's going to go through all this journey, but this will end up with him in Rome. It's a promise from his Lord, and when our Lord promises, he delivers. And so Paul knows in the midst of the threats to his life, in the midst of the various things that he's going to go with, all of that's going to lead towards him being in Rome, that he would testify the truth of Jesus. And when we know the end of the story, we know where things are leading, it allows us to then walk through kind of the messy middle of the story, the stuff that we don't know, to walk through that with confidence. Because we know where it's going to end. It's just like if you've watched a suspenseful movie and then you rewatch it the second time, when you know the ending, you have a different experience through that movie. The plot itself hasn't changed, but when you know the ending, it changes how you experience the story. And so Paul knew this was going to lead towards him being and Rome, and through the ups and downs of the next number of chapters in Acts, he had that promise of his Lord to carry him through. And it's the same way for you as well. Not that you're going to testify to the Lord in Rome, but you know the promise of the ending of the story. that your God will return and he will make all things new, and he has placed his very name on you. You'll be with him forever in the new creation. And like Paul, when you know the ending to your story, when you know where things are headed, even though you may not know kind of this messy middle in between then, that we would walk with confidence. We would trust in your Lord, that even in those dark times when things don't look like they're going to end up, that we would trust that his word is true. The promise that he has given you, he will fulfill. And in the meantime, as we wait for those promises, as Paul waited many years through an arduous journey to get to Rome, that we would trust that our Lord is with you, that your Lord stands not just by Paul, but by you, speaking his words of comfort to you through his word and being truly present in the sacrament given for you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Christ, our risen Lord, your resurrection showed us that what we will someday be and what we already are now through our baptism into your holy name. Give us courage to bear in our bodies your resurrected life as we live out the fruit of your victory over death through works of charity and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.